Okay, so we're not gonna do an OnlyFans.
But I will.
You know what? If you message me,
but you can Venmo me.
If you cash at me right now,
I'll give you a tattoo tour.
I'll give you one of those tattoo tours that you've been dying to go on. Back to another episode of the Perk Fit Podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Back again with my wife,
yep,
co-host, and our dog Cooper.
Yes.
Who's in the background, as always.
Yes.
Feels like a special episode.
Why?
I don't know.
Wow. Just feels, got a feeling.
Just feels special right off the bat. Maybe we'll do something special for the thumbnail.
Oh, our baby's about to turn one.
It's crazy. Halloween's happened since our last episode. And
so spooky.
What's spooky is like getting one trick-or-treater. We got one single trick-or-treater.
Which almost feels candy.
Yeah. Now it's just laying around.
Yeah, because I can't eat it.
Because you can't eat it, but I can.
Yeah.
So there's just a bunch of candy sitting around. We had one trick-or-treater. You know something spooky that happened since the last episode?
What?
I don't think it was on Halloween, but it happened recently. Mm. And that was, I was leaving the gym and I was walking to my car and this older gentleman, I mean, he wasn't that much older than me, you know, maybe like 5 or 10 years. And I don't know him. And he looked me in the eye as I was walking by him to go to my car. And he was walking into the gym and he looked me in the eye and he said, "Drive safe." And it wasn't like a friendly, like sort of greeting or like, "Hi, drive safe." I like turned around and he just kept walking. He just walked into the gym. So I was like, so anyway, I walked to my car and just, I was thinking the whole drive home, like, I got to be very careful.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking like maybe he cut my brake lines.
Yeah. Or maybe he was just like an angel and he knew.
Yeah. Maybe he was just an angel among us.
Gonna do something crazy.
What was that show?
Touched by an Angel.
Touched by an Angel. Wow.
I loved that show.
My parents loved that, or my mom loved that show.
Oh my God, it was so good.
That was, that's accessing a really, really old memory there.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch Quantum Leap? That was like my dad's favorite show.
No.
It was like a time traveling show. Mm. It's really good. There was there's a TikTok meme that's circulating from that show recently.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think anyone knows what it's from. I think it's just become a meme now. But anyway, yeah, that guy freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Just saying that. Which is a really weird thing to say. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like if someone said it to me, I would
but
not,
you don't know them.
Think they're twice just, about it.
If you saw the look in his eyes and the way he said it.
I don't know.
Me,
I feel like you're just suspicious in general.
Yeah. Okay. But this guy was just like, "Drive safe." And I was like,
I doubt that's how it
that's how it went down.
I don't know that that's true.
100% true. So that was spooky. What else has been going on?
Our baby locked herself in the car.
The
fire department had to come and get her out.
Yeah. How'd they do that?
Well, they cut a small hole in the window.
I would say they broke the window.
Yeah.
Also,
and they fished the keys out. She had them.
She had them in her hand. Mm-hmm. So you put her in the car, in the car seat, with the keys in her hand.
Yes.
You walked around the driver's side.
Yeah.
Because you don't need.
Because I didn't think
you don't
like,
need the keys to start the vehicle. You just press a button.
Yeah, and I didn't think that you could lock the car with the keys inside, but you can. And so learn that lesson.
Yeah, that's very scary.
Yeah.
But that's real fear.
Yes, it's very like spooky.
That's very spooky. Yeah, that's nightmarish.
But she's fine. She's almost one.
Right, but it doesn't matter how old you are.
No, what I'm saying, she made it, and now she's almost 1 year old.
Okay. Yep.
I feel like that's my biggest like parent fail so far.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a big one. That's a big one. But you have so many wins. It's like.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, being a parent is hard. It's harder than I thought it would be.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be hard. So it's just different.
What's the hardest thing?
The hardest thing is just not really having any time to yourself. And I, you feel that to the 10th degree. But
yeah,
what I do feel of that is like, wow. You want to get into some fitness questions?
Sure.
Before we lose the fitness people.
Okay, I got a good one. Why hot, so hot, hot, so hot, why?
Why so hot, hot, why? So hot.
Why hot, so hot, hot, so hot, why?
I should really start filtering the questions. These come from Instagram and people can say whatever they want.
No, this is great. I love the unfiltered ones. That's hilarious. So what's your answer?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think that I run hot because, I don't know, because I'm in shape. You just seem to, if you work out a lot, your body temperature seems to just be higher internally.
I don't think that's what they're saying, but
okay. I know, but I'm just saying it's a problem for me because I want to wear, you know, not just t-shirts all the time, but I'm just like, I get hot so fast.
Yeah.
In any situation, no matter, like it has to be just freezing cold for me to be just happy.
Yeah.
In more than a t-shirt, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a real problem.
So like, how are you doing right now with that sweatshirt?
I'm okay for now, but by, you know, after 10 minutes, I'm going to be roasting.
Interesting.
Let's do it. Let's try another one.
How to balance meal prep / planning with family who don't eat like that or count macros?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that you'll just have to obviously prepare your own meals separate from what the family's eating. And if you're also making food for the family, then I'm sorry, that's a lot of work, but you just have to separate it, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I do.
For the most part,
but
eat dinner.
Right. So, right. I guess it depends on what their family is eating. If they're always eating like pizza and McDonald's, then it's hard to fold that in.
Yeah.
You know? But if it's like you make fish and rice and like broccoli for dinner, or like pretty healthy balanced meals, that'll help me hit my macros. So I usually kind of count on that happening. And if I don't, I have turkey that's pre-cooked I can eat at any time. So it's like, it doesn't matter. So you just have to always be ready. You just have to meal prep for every situation.
Are you enhanced? If so, why did you take enhancements? If not, why do you choose to say natural?
So I am natural and I chose to do that. Taking any sort of drug to enhance your physique is going to have some pitfalls, or medically most likely. So I was never interested in that for that sake. And I kind of wanted to just see what I could do without it. Now I got blood work done a couple weeks ago. And my testosterone levels were at a level where I could get TRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy. Which is like you're injecting testosterone, but it's just enough to get your levels up to where you think they should be, or the doctor thinks they should be. So, and I've talked about it a lot that I've been considering it. And so, I mean, I just turned 30. How old did I turn? 35. 35. I just turned 35. I've been talking about it. And, I also kind of want to see what I can do with a little enhancement. You know, I want to see what kind
bonus
of what kind of difference that makes. So I think I'm going to start taking TRT. And the dosing is, the protocol is something like 0.4 milliliters twice a week. So I think it's 160 milligrams. A week, which is not a ton. A lot of people take a lot more than that. The low end for TRT is like 0.3. And then I think that the high end is like 2 200 milligrams a week, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's on the lower side of things.
Yeah.
But I think we'll just kind of, I get blood work done again in a couple months to see where my testosterone levels are at. And then if we need to modify from there. But that means I'm no longer technically natural.
Oh.
Because I'm taking an enhancement. So I chose to stay natural because I wanted to see what I could do. And I thought I got pretty far, like not as far as I could naturally, but mm-hmm. I wanted to, for other benefits, besides building muscle of TRT, I'm looking forward to those, which is like better mood, better sleep, better sex drive, like all of that stuff.
Are you like kind of bummed that you like can't claim being natural anymore?
I'm not really bummed. I mean, people have said since I started that I wasn't natural. So
give the people what they want.
I'm just giving it. So I don't. Yeah, that was kind of like a badge.
Yeah.
But nobody. I mean, some people. Some people just didn't believe me. So.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. I don't care. Like if they believe me or not. So, it's really inconsequential to me.
Do you feel like it's like a gateway drug?
Is it a gateway drug?
Yeah.
To like other steroids and things?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I'm sure it could be. Oh. But I have no intention of doing anything beyond what the doctor's recommending. Like, that's very important for me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you start to mess with your blood pressure and your heart. And I'm cool. Like, our baby's about to turn one. I'm trying to be around as long as I can.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do whatever the doctor says. And if they say take less or, you know, take more, I'll just do whatever they think is right for me. So Perk Fit's no longer natural.
Was that in your bio?
I heard. It was in my bio. And then when I revamped my bio from a marketing perspective, because I had added online coaching and stuff, and there wasn't room for it. I'll throw a picture up of like what I look like in the summer, this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel like is what I took it to naturally. And then I'll kind of update people and we'll just see what happens to my physique, I guess.
Cardio after weightlifting, does it affect muscle?
Cardio after weightlifting, does it affect muscle? Mm. Well, first I would say I recommend that if you're going to do cardio, always do it after your training session. If you're going to do cardio, do it after weight training, but it can affect your muscle growth. I mean, if you're doing too much cardio.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to put yourself, the more cardio you do, if you're not, you know, taking account for that activity in your macros,
mm-hmm.
then you could easily start reducing your caloric surplus that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to prevent you from building muscle.
Yeah.
So if you do too much cardio, yeah, for sure.
Any bulking tips? College is draining my money.
Any bulking tips if college is draining your money?
Yeah.
Well, I think we talked about it before, but almost any budget, you can still create a meal plan that even if regardless of whether you're bulking or cutting, you can still realistically afford food that's going to allow you to do that. So you should have some sort of strategy when you're at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to save money and get foods that's going to hit your macros.
Yeah.
But the tip would be go to the mess hall, right? Like, can't you just go to the cafeteria and eat as much food as you want?
And they're on a meal plan.
Right.
Maybe they live off campus.
That's true. Well, in that case,
you're screwed.
You're fine. you can figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure out your macros, what you need to do for protein, carb intake, and then find cheap foods. You can figure it out. You got this. You can do this. Just got to eat more.
Stay in school.
Stay in school. Don't leave school because of this.
Don't do drugs. What do you think about Monster Zero, like pre-workout?
Think about what?
Monster Zero.
I don't know what that is.
Isn't it like an energy drink? Like a monster drink?
Like a monster energy drink?
Yeah.
Well, with like zero calories, maybe? What do I think about that?
Yeah, it's like a pre-workout replacement probably.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't replace your pre-workout with an energy drink.
Why?
Because you're just getting the caffeine side of things. There's other things in your pre-workout that help you get that pump. It doesn't have citrulline in it, which is, I mean, or any other pump product that's going to get the blood moving to your muscles. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're just, it's like if you were to just drink a cup of coffee and go to the gym, which if you're just looking for the caffeine, that's fine. But if you're serious about building muscle, then you should be taking a pre-workout with those other ingredients in it.
Yeah. But what if you want to be a monster? Any tips for fast muscle growth?
Fast muscle growth. Mm. The thing is, fast muscle growth always means fast, like fat gain.
Oh, why?
Because it's harder to put on muscle fast and keep fat loss at a minimum. So for an aggressive bulk, like you would be in a 25-30% caloric surplus, mm-hmm. which is a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of food. And inevitably with that, you're going to also get fat.
Oh.
Because you're eating so much more food.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what you would do to reduce fat gain when you're building muscle is to slow it down, mm-hmm. do less of a surplus over time, and you would get less fat with that. Mm-hmm. If you were like in a 15% surplus, it would just take you longer to build muscle, but it would be lean muscle.
Yeah.
But the faster you do it, like the more fat you get with it, basically.
Do people do that and then just like try to lose the fat?
Yeah. Well, I think the idea is to get so much muscle that when you start...
You don't care that you're fat.
You don't care that you're fat. That when you start to cut, when the fat's gone, there's still quite a bit of muscle left. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. I wouldn't recommend doing that unless mm-hmm. you don't care about the fat gain.
Yeah. So you can't just like do more reps.
No. That's not how it works. Nope. Bummer. Nope. I mean, you still have to be progressively overloading, making movements harder and adding more weight over time. Yeah. Like that's, you can't just eat a bunch of food and build muscle. You know, you could just eat a bunch of food and you'll gain some muscle and you'll get a ton of fat.
When are you going to open an OnlyFans?
Like a storefront.
Yeah.
I gotta find the space first.
Yeah.
It's not cheap here in Nashville. Get a retail building.
Whorehouse.
What did you say?
I said whorehouse.
I thought you said whorehouse.
Whorehouse. Just under my breath.
Wow. That
would have been funnier. I wish I said that.
It was still funny because I said it.
Yeah.
Because I thought you said it. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to do it on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that would probably be weird, huh?
You're super weird. Yeah, I don't know if probably ethically.
Yeah.
That would be good for me.
I don't think I would like it. I don't think your boss would like it. Right. I don't think anyone.
A baby would like
yeah.
it.
She definitely would not like
I don't
like
think
that.
Anyone
no.
that knows me would appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it would be very bad. Except for your fans.
Except for the fans.
Only
the fans.
Only your fans.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not going to do an OnlyFans.
But I will.
You know what? If you message me.
But you can Venmo me.
If you cash at me right now.
I'll give you a tattoo tour.
I'll give you one of those tattoo tours that you've been dying to go on. I should gatekeep the. I should put a paywall in between.
You should do like what is it called, like Patreon or something?
Patreon, yeah. For my tattoos, yes. Tattoo tour.
Isn't there like subscriber content now on Instagram?
There is, but it's just yeah. I mean, I
only your subscribers can see your tattoos,
right? Yeah, that's the paywall I'm putting up then.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to do an OnlyFans, but
okay.
This did happen this week. I got some samples in for my merch.
Very cool.
My cutoff.
Yes.
Tees.
Yep.
Which I'm excited about.
Great.
Quality is there.
Good.
The fit just needs a little bit of tweaking.
Are you going to hand sew?
And the logo. Well, I'm not going to hand sew them.
But I'm going to say if it needs a little tweaking, will you just like do it yourself? No,
I'm not going to fix the garment myself, no. I get to go hunting in a couple weeks.
When is it?
It's like the November 19th or 18th or something. 16th, 17th. I don't know. I have to look myself. But I'm going home to my farm in Western New York in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Big farm, rolling hills. Nice. Really pretty place to visit.
That's true.
And it's great for deer hunting. So I didn't get to hunt last year because we had our baby.
Yeah.
So her birthday is in a couple of days.
Yeah. This year she's big.
Yeah, she's big this year, so I can leave you with her.
Yeah.
And go hunting for a few days.
Yeah.
It's like a tradition with me and my dad, so
yeah,
it's important.
Yeah.
If I kill anything worthy, I will I'll show it off on the podcast.
Wow, you're going to lose some followers for sure.
Probably not. Not the people that follow me, probably.
I don't know. Well, someone had asked a question about vegan.
Well, because they can be vegan and be okay with me, you know, killing something and eating it. I think so. I think we're gonna be okay. Let's find out. I will. I mean, I have to kill something first. So
yeah, that's true.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah. The last 2 years ago, I killed a monster.
And did I took they a drink year Monster off. Zero?
They were drinking. The thing was full of Monster Zero when I gutted it. I cut it open. It was bleeding Monster Zero. I killed a monster.
Nice.
I'll throw that pick up now.
Oh.
For the hunters, and then we can see if anyone gets upset now, and then.
Yeah.
Gauge whether I know, whether or not I post another deer picture. Mm-hmm. Again, assuming I kill something.
Yeah.
But my rifle shoots pretty straight and far. So it's not hard to do.
Good.
It's pretty easy. It's remarkably easy.
Guns make me nervous.
All right. Well, we're going to take off. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully. We answered some question that you had.
Or some you didn't.
And some that you didn't. And that you were just generally entertained for 20 minutes. Cool. We'll be back.
We'll see.
This is a podcast for people who do gym stuff
and others too.